This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For allergies, but what you don't know could maybe kill you. There's a new wake-up call about allergy meds and opioids in a wild new study. What does that all mean to you and I? I know a lot of people who struggle with allergies. We'll talk about it. Plus, in the midst of what's happening in the world, in the UK, they're talking about Putin, the PM. It's only been 7 weeks and there's chaos in the UK. Do you care? Well, UK is one of our biggest allies, so I think we need to care. And speaking of politics of a different sort, we're very close to our midterm elections here in the US. Have you voted? A lot of people apparently have, which is terrific, meaning we may see a super, super big turnout, which is always good, I think, in my mind. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. Meanwhile, I went to the supermarket. I checked out the prices for you. If you're thinking about getting some of that bread stuff, oh, boy, it is really high. Was I paying attention or sleepwalking last time I was in my local market? Maybe I was sleep marketing. That's what I call it. When I'm just so tired, I'm kind of just going along and picking up what I need. But the price of bread is up more than 12%. And, you know, it's not just in the U.S. It's across the board in so many other places. The global food giant Nestle said they raised prices 9.5% in the third quarter compared to the same period last year, up from a 7.7% increase in the previous quarter. So what do all those gobbledygook numbers mean to you? It means, of course, it's higher, higher, higher. And I think that's why supermarkets are doing so much of that two-for-one, because they don't want the cereal to get stale. So that's why you're getting that good deal when you hit that up, when you're hopefully not sleepwalking like me through the supermarket, because it's rough out there. It is rough out there. It's about stretching, stretching, stretching. And so you can see why so many people are not happy with what's going on with inflation, and most are calling it, at least the middle class, recession. It's a dirty word. Nobody wants to use it, and that's supposed to really hit us in 2023, but a lot of people think that tsunami has hit us already, and certainly, certainly you can see that with food prices. One thing we don't want to see is COVID rates rising. Apparently, in parts of Manhattan, it's up, up, up. COVID rates there, in some places, above 20%, because the virus is coming back with a vengeance because of the weather. You know, you get inside and you're around people more when it comes to the fall and the winter. So the rolling 7-day positivity rate, in a place like, let's say, Hell's Kitchen, a very popular area of Manhattan in the city, 22.5%, up 22.5%. So what does that mean? It means 172 new cases per 100,000 people over the last 7 days. So that's up 7%. That's a little troublesome, and it's something that nobody wants to see. Nobody wants to talk about COVID. Nobody wants to deal with COVID. For goodness sake, we're still dealing with the aftermath of what's happened in really the last couple of years. People are still feeling it in so, so many ways. That's why it's such a double dip with inflation and looking at, in so many cases, trying to rebuild your coffers because of what we just dealt with. So seeing any numbers anywhere that are getting higher is something that none of us want to even think about. It's funny because when I was on my sleepwalking mission shopping, I went by a local Walgreens and they had a huge sign, and then they had another sign around the back because I made a turn that went around the building where they had signs about COVID. We have lots and lots of COVID shots, and of course they do, because people aren't getting that latest booster. I mean, for goodness sake, the people that have had just the shots in general is not the level that was initially talked about. So now, thinking that more people were getting the booster, it's not happening. There are lots and lots of doses of the booster. If there are alarming rates in some of these areas, like Manhattan, parts of Manhattan, will that, I don't know, send more people out to roll up their sleeves and do something about it? I don't think so. I think that we are broken from COVID. I think that you can set out the alarm bells all you want, but the first time around was rough. The second time around was rough. And dealing with it, and when I say second time around, dealing with getting hit with it in the beginning of January and dealing with it again, well, I think that is just in the cobwebs of the mind for way, way, way too many people probably who maybe need to be concerned about it, because they could get hit with it even worse depending on their situation. And if they're anti-vax, getting vaxxed, working in an office, around a lot of people, you know how all of this goes. And it's, of course, with people testing themselves too, the numbers are kind of funky because we just don't know. All right, I said a lot of people were voting, especially in Georgia. Georgia's early midterm voting surpassed 2020, which, of course, was the presidential election. There are a lot of people in Georgia that want to vote. Third day of early in-person voting, they've seen over 291,700 people vote. Wow. 268,000 plus people voting in person. 23,000 plus voting by absentee ballot. In 2020, according to the Georgia Secretary of State office reports, the number of early voters after the second day was 266,000 plus, way less than that in 2018, not even 150,000. So in Georgia, they want to be heard. The second day of early voting, 75% increase from the very same point of the early midterm voting in 2018. Really, that is astounding. Those are staggering numbers. There's a lot at stake here. A Senate seat that is heavily contested. And then, of course, who's going to be the governor of Georgia when it's all said and done? So, wow. Coming up on this hour of the show, we're going to get your thoughts as we hit the mailbag, plus some Halloween hacks when it comes to things that you get in your grocery store. Some savings. It's a brand that I happen to use. That's all I'm going to tell you now. But our pal Joanne Butler stops by for a few minutes. Popular costumes. We're going to talk about that. We got to have some fun on this show and shake it up. That's all coming your way. But next, passwords are not just passwords when it comes to Netflix.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. percentage point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
To learn that according to one NordPass study, the average person has 100 passwords. No, that's impossible. How could you remember 100 passwords? They have to be stored somewhere, right? 100 passwords would be way over the top for me. I can't tell you how many times I've changed passwords. That would be a good study. How many times have you changed your password, right? And do you do that security where you've got the two types of security? So, in other words, then you get something text to you, a number, and then you got to put that in because you want password security. I mean, how do you manage all the passwords? I think we all have way too many. It's like a cluster in our head, you know, where you're reaching for it. And we know that people are reaching for passwords because when you go into places where it is safe to tell someone the password, or they tell you to put in the password, and you can't remember the password, the only thing that rivals it, I think, is when you sign up for whatever it is, phone service, it could even be some other utility, but almost anything that you're going to sign into a lot, they'll ask security questions. And then you think you remember who was your favorite pet or what street did you live in when you were five. You better remember your mother's maiden name. That may be safe for everyone. But knowing the passwords is important. And Netflix cares about your password because they don't like the password sharing. The company is saying that 100 million households use the streaming site without paying. because they charge us so much. And they say the free view is over. No more free view. And the reason why is because they're hemorrhaging, right? They added 2.4 million subscribers during the third quarter, which is helpful because they are not doing well. They're not doing well at all compared to being the only option on the block when they first started. So now they're looking for other strategies. Could they have lower cost plans, which they do with advertising? Could they try figuring out a way to get more money out of the households that have shared login credentials, because they know then your mother and your aunt and your friend don't pay for the service? They lost 700,000 subscribers when they pulled out of Russia after the invasion of Ukraine. So that was one drop off. At the onset of the pandemic, they gained a lot of subscribers, but that was back in March of 2020. So then it stopped, right? And then they had these moments where they kind of peaked. So all this leads me down the path of, what are they going to do to crack down on password sharing? They're going to make you pay more to use the same account across different households. So beginning in 2023, people who share accounts can do that. They can transfer their profiles to new users, and account holders who share their passwords with people outside of their households will have to make sub-accounts to pay for them. So what they're going to do is, and this is already happening in Chile and Peru and Costa Rica, you just have to add these sub-accounts, and it'll cost you $3 extra. So if you're rolling out in other places, that's what it looks like is going to happen. That you just have to pay the extra money to set up that account. I wonder how many people are not going to like that and they're going to drop the service. There may be some people that will do it, right? I mean, look, it's never been a free service, never. It's gone up, it's made mistakes and then given us money back. And it's not the be all end all anymore. They're not the only streaming game in town, because you have Hulu and Disney Plus and HBO Max and Amazon Prime and Paramount Plus. Stop me if you've heard these before. Peacock and on and on and on and on and on. You know, first to market is sweet, but then everybody else is going to crowd the party. So that's what has happened. Now, what's so interesting is there's just things we're not going to pay extra for because we're tired of it. How many streaming services do you have? CNN is a good example of that. So they have a digital news streaming service called CNN Plus, but they stopped it after just a month when they launched it because it didn't attract enough subscribers. Remember what was super hyped up? Quibi. They shut down months after they launched. They've invested $1.5 billion, but that investment was too late because the playing field is crowded. And to try to attract viewers, you got to have great original shows. You got to have great movies. You have to have great content. And really to please a wide swath of people. They say you get rich in the niche. So what are the niches for some of these companies? Netflix is going to have that ad-supported plan called Basic, and it's going to cost less than $7, well, $6.99. You're going to have to see 4 to 5 minutes of ads each hour. Well, that's like watching the old primetime TV. So I think that anybody who doesn't have it but wants to have it, it may entice them to sign up if they like enough of what Netflix has to offer. Otherwise, you're paying $15.49 a month. Right? You got two streams and five user profiles and all of that. Will it work? That's the key. Or will people just not go for it and decide they've had enough and bounce away from Netflix. And I think it does depend on the content. All of it depends on the content. That's why some of the streaming services just didn't work. They didn't offer up enough of what at least one huge demographic wanted, and not enough people in general were interested. Remember the old days? Of course, I would be somewhere in the middle there. I don't remember the very beginnings of television. But when you got cable, but your cable bill was nothing. I can remember getting the cable bill from the mailbox for my mother, and it wasn't high. It was a couple of bucks maybe. And boy, have those times changed. And so much of it is because of the streaming and whatever the programming is that you just have to see. And the pandemic fueled some of that because we were inside so much. Less going out and more being zombified by whatever stream we were watching. There is a solution. Get into music. That's what I did. I started to wean off of it. How do I relax? Because I'm a content news junkie, information junkie. How do I relax and pull myself away from the profession I absolutely love? Well, you know, like you, I have to have some downtime. Music. But of course, there are streaming services for music too, so it's another thing to add. And it's another password to remember. So, there you go. Are you paying for Apple Music? Which I want to say is 10 bucks a month, something like that. But the libraries that you have access to, aha, and the music that can roar through the house instead of the television constantly being on with the latest streaming service. I don't know. But I have a feeling that's going to get worse, too. There's going to be more we're going to have to pay for there, because somebody ultimately has to pay, right? Somebody has to pay. And don't even get me started when it comes to phones, because if you have an iPhone, every year, what happens? There is a new iPhone. You got to get it. It's so much better. It has movie making capabilities. You could direct your own movie simply by holding up your camera. I mean, phone. But then you got passwords you got to remember too. All kinds of passwords for your special apps. It ultimately comes back to the passwords. Coming back, your thoughts, mailbag, around the bend.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Donald Trump was deposed on Wednesday in a defamation lawsuit brought in New York by writer E. Jean Carroll after the former U.S. president denied having raped her, a spokesperson for Carroll said in a statement. We're pleased that on behalf of our client, we were able to take Donald Trump's deposition today, the spokesperson said, declining to provide further details. A group that works with union pension funds is pressing Hyundai Motor Company to respond to reports of child labor at U.S. parts suppliers warning of potential reputational damage to the Korean automaker. After easing slightly the previous month, inflation continued rising in September, heightening the country's cost of living crisis. Consumer prices in Britain rose 10.1% in September from a year earlier, continuing their steep climb as the nation grapples with rapidly increasing food prices, high energy costs, and political uncertainty. This is USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, I love the mail bag for this reason today, because as soon as I opened up our virtual mail, James, John, and Jack popped up. Do you like that? So let's go with James first. James says, what's happening with the PM in the UK? Maybe Boris wasn't so bad after all. Hey, Kate? Yeah, I'll tell you what. Booting Boris and then enter Liz, and now she's under fire after firing the Home Secretary and is actually getting jeered in Parliament. That's never a good thing. So her budget was busted by Parliament. They didn't like what she had in her budget. She's hasn't been there very long at all. So usually there's like a grace period. There's no grace period here. It's like a stormy episode of The Crown. But this is real life. It's disastrous. Her fiscal program, they think, is the same. So will she continue to survive or not? There's so much opposition from even her own Conservative Party. I don't know. Political analysts in the UK are predicting that she will get a knockout blow and she won't be able to continue. But who are the replacements, the potential replacements? There's not even a short list to take Truss's spot. Isn't it interesting? The desirability of being the prime minister, like being president of the United States, I suppose, in some arenas, used to be pretty high. and there would be people that would be lined up that they could possibly pull into this role that people would rally around a little bit more. But I don't know. Truss, with her economic fairy tale agenda, according to many Brits, again, is not pushing the magic that many hope for. So perhaps she could be replaced by someone like Rishi Sunak, who was a little bit more popular, the former chancellor. Who knows? Such things to worry about. We have our own presidential race coming up in just 2 years. And you think 2 years, but we're having a referendum on that, I think, when the midterms come around in less than 3 weeks. I do think there will be a changing of the guard from everything that I know and have looked at and people I've talked to actually in the UK. As you know, we have many authors on this show in a special segment or two, and so many hail from the UK. I always ask them about that off the air, and they feel that Downing Street will probably have a shakeup. John, on the other hand, says, Kate, I'm tired of politics and everything that ails us all the time. You know what? I think other people are too, and they've gotten into something kind of new. Pickleball is really big in my neighborhood in Connecticut. Pickleball is becoming so popular, they are using what used to be the tennis courts for pickleball courts. I don't know if you're seeing the same thing or not. I just started playing, and I have to say, it's a lot of fun. You know what? It's so popular. Well, we know this, right? And I think I've talked about this. Maybe I haven't talked about it in the in any of the man caves, but LeBron James bought a pickleball team, right? Draymond Green and LeBron James, two NBA rivals, but super good friends, decided they were going to buy a franchise. And they're not the only ones. Tom Brady, same thing. Others are pouring money into pickleball, you know, names of probably some well-known people that you know. And so why would they do that? Because they see the opportunity to invest in a sport that has become really, really big. I guess there's like 6 million pickleball players, and they're fanatical about it. It's the fastest growing team sport in the U.S. A 21%. I saw this statistic the other day because my brother and I were talking about pickleball. 21% increase from 2019 to 2020 even. And there's something about playing this. So parks and recreation departments are adding it to their sports programs. And you see them when you drive by, I'm sure, areas wherever you live. I mean, all kinds of areas. I guess it's, and I've only played it twice, and I'm still kind of murky on the rules, but it's just a shorter court. It's totally different ball and paddle that you use. It's very different than what tennis was, and more people feel like they can do the pickleball thing. But what's so crazy with all these teams and all these leagues and all this excitement and all these lessons and all of that is that pickleball injuries to me are crazy. I've met so many people, a lot of older people play pickleball, where they've had shoulders replaced, their ankles broken. I mean, crazy, crazy injuries. And maybe it's just me, but it seems like there's more injuries. I've heard more weird injuries than ever in playing days of tennis, you know, where you're playing mixed doubles in some recreation league. It costs a song and it's fun and blah, blah, blah. But now it's passe to say you play tennis. It's all about pickleball. So you are right. It is very popular. Popular in Louisiana, popular in Los Angeles, popular in Iowa. I mean, pick a place, and I can tell you how many courts are being built and how much money is being allocated in that area. Speaking of money, Jack says, Sometimes when two companies get together and merge, it's not necessarily a good thing. I think you said something about this on your show, and there was somebody else that I listened to locally that was talking about the proposed merger of Kroger and Albertsons when it comes to two grocery giants. And someone's going to get rich off the deal, but will the consumers get better prices? Because, Kate, I think that's all that any of us care about. When I get that honeydew list, and I'm not making fun of my wife, we really split up duties, and I shop, I've now paid more attention to what things are costing, and it's just eye-popping, to be honest. So I don't know that the cost would be lower because you have the possibility of a couple of mergers. Well, you know, it's interesting, that question, because Kroger owns a couple of chains. Like, you never know, because they keep the same, the name of what it was. Like in California, people will know Ralph's, Dillon's, Food for Less is another one, Fred Meyer, a lot of people in the Midwest will know that. And Albertsons has, like, Jewel. That's a big Chicago area. A big Chicago area store, but in other places too. So Safeway is another one that they have. That's what I would think would matter. What will do the consumer? What will it mean for your prices? Will you save any money? Or because our smaller grocery stores, independent stores, those kind of places, are they being squeezed out because of this consolidation with supermarkets and suppliers? That I think that would make the problem worse, right? If we're the only game in town, well, two tough tiddlywinks, that's what you got. There's only a couple of us, and forget those other stores. So there is some blowback to this merger, though. Remember, you got to go through that whole legislative thing, and it's a $25 billion merger. And there is some opposition. So, for example, because this is the antitrust thing, is it antitrust or not? So the Senate Judiciary's Antitrust Subcommittee is going to hold a hearing next month to look at this merger. and that's big. Like, Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota says, we have serious concerns about the proposed transaction between Kroger and Albertsons. So they're going to have to pull this apart, meaning the companies, and make it look really, really good, and kind of shut down whatever whatever that opposition happens to be. All right, let's go to another one. Carl, no J there. Carl says, oh, Kate Delaney, the whole thing over oil and what we're paying at the pump, it is just nauseating. I'm getting whiplash from it, in fact. So now I heard about something called profit for taxpayers, and what does that mean? It's something that, because Biden was talking about energy and energy security and all things related to energy, and he called it that. He used that term, profit for taxpayers. That's what you heard. So meaning oil companies calling on them, look, increase production because of the gas prices, inflation, all of that, and the 15 million more barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve that are now being released, and oil companies being asked to ramp up production and offering them $70 per barrel guarantee to sell it back to the government to refill the supply in the future when the demand falls and the price drops below 70 a barrel. So, yeah, because you got to keep those reserves going. You can't sit around and let them get depleted, because then that would be disastrous. All right, email me anytime, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Hello. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Something strange.
Come with us and you will see. This is Halloween.
Well, as always, you know how much I love Joanne Butler. Halloween is almost here. I can hardly believe it. I can see it everywhere around me. So with it fast approaching, lifestyle editor Joanne Butler is joining us with some Halloween hacks to make it less scary. She has some really cool treats, my favorite, that we need to know about this Halloween. So hello, Joanne.
Hello, Kate. How are you? Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, too. So tell us about what you have for us.
Well, I have two goodies here. First from Crest, who always finds a way to make a smile around Halloween. They're always doing cool stuff. This year's no different. You know, we all know about the Sunday scaries, and with Halloween falling on a Monday, it may just be the scariest Sunday of the year. But have no fear. Crest has got you covered this spooky season. They're making sure you're stocked up on all the essentials as you prep for the big night. So they're giving up to $3 off their best-selling toothpaste, which are awesome. Through October 30th at select national retailers online. So just get out there online, start shopping so you can protect those pearly whites from all the treats and you can smile big. So that's the first thing. Love it, love it. Saving big bucks. Next up, a solution to clean those dirty, smelly old costumes. Downy. They just released their biggest innovation in more than 30 years. It's their Downy Rinse and Refresh. Now, you use this in addition to your detergent. It's a deep cleansing fabric rinse, and it removes odor 3 times better than detergent alone. Super easy to use as well. You just pour it into your fabric softener dispenser, or you pour it directly in the rinse cycle, and it just removes stubborn odor, so it's great for every load. Of course, especially great for those Halloween costumes that you may have thrifted or pulled out of the bottom of your storage chest from the last few years, you know. And it's safe for all kinds of fabrics, and it's also gentle on your skin, which is really important to me. So it's great stuff. So definitely check that out from Downy.
Oh, I like that. I was just thinking about tennis. I play tennis, and I can use that rinse and refresh.
Yep.
You know, and there's other athletes out there that would say the same thing. I'd be remiss not to ask you this. Do you dress up for Halloween still?
I do. I usually go and partner with whatever my 12-year-old wants to do.
Like so. It. I might be a purple M&M.
Oh, that's fun. A purple, huh? How come purple? Is that your favorite color?
That's my favorite color, so I might be a purple M&M. Okay. It's always fun to chat with you. Crest, the $3 off, I love that, too. That is my brand of toothpaste, so that's wonderful, wonderful Halloween hacks for us. Joanne Butler, as always, thank you.
Kate, thank you so much. Happy Halloween.
You too.
So purple M&Ms, it would be fun to dress up like a purple M&M, seriously. And purple M&Ms are very popular right now because it's the new color. You know, you have the reds, you've got the other M&Ms that are normally in the bag that you get, right, the mixture of them. And, of course, they have special M&Ms. But now what's going to be supposedly in vogue is this purple M&M, and they're smart to introduce this, I think, because when you run a candy company and you're competing and you've got higher prices because candy prices went up, what do? You got to come up with something creative. So that really might be my costume. My neighborhood is very Halloweenish. I mean, spectacular Halloween decorations people have put up all over the place. They are into it. I mean, with lights and pumpkins, and I think I said this the other day, lots of Michael Myers and giant skeletons and all kinds of things. It's been really fun to walk around the neighborhood with the dog and then during the day and then see it at night lit up. And there's plenty of kids, so that means there's going to be trick-or-treaters. And I do like Halloween. There's no question about that. I was thinking about Halloween movies. And, of course, mentioning Michael Myers, Halloween first came out, the very first one, and a lot of people haven't even seen that, was in 1978. And it was 15 years after murdering his sister on Halloween night in 1963. Michael Myers escaped from a mental hospital and returned to the very small town of Haddonfield, Illinois, to kill again. Well, this was a John Carpenter movie. He directed it. And the small town of Haddonfield, Illinois, was really supposed to be Haddonfield, because that's where he was from, Haddonfield, New Jersey, which was very close to where I grew up, and it really looked like it in the movie. So pretty, pretty scary. Hocus Pocus, which now there's Hocus Pocus 2 that's out, came around in 1993, and that's about the Salem witches, right? There's this trio of diabolical witches that were executed in the 17th century. Sarah Jessica Parker is one of them. Kathy Najimy is another one. Bette Midler was another one. And now they have this part two, which actually is doing pretty well streaming-wise and at the movies. The Nightmare Before Christmas counts as one of those scary Halloweenish movies, even though Christmas is in the title. A lot of people tune into that on Halloween, and there's just a slew of Halloween movies, right? From really slasher scary things, throwback movies like Beetlejuice, which is from the late 80s, where you got the spirits of a deceased couple who are harassed by a family that's moved into their home. You have the... I just made this list today. I was scribbling things down. You have Sleepy Hollow, that story is so scary to me. when I was a kid, my dad was a writer. He died when I was 8, but he used to always, I can still remember it, he used to always read me the whole Sleepy Hollow story. He would do the Sleepy Hollow thing for me, so that always creeped me out. And it's been well done in several, I think in several movies. There's Nightmare on Elm Street, the original, right? So if you go back to, that's like an 80s movie. You go back to the 80s movie when it first came around. That was pretty scary, I think, for a lot of people. Even Scream. Scream was scary. And, of course, we've had many reiterations of Scream, where Courtney Cox, just last year, Courtney Cox, Neve Campbell, David Arquette, Skeet Ulrich, they all came back for that whole thing. Friday the 13th, Hellraiser is another one, American Werewolf in London. So if you wanted to go old school, you know, you could do that. And some of these aren't scary, scary. They're just kind of kitschy. And then others are, there's plenty of scary, scary, depending on the kind of movie that you like. And some of you listening to me might not care about Halloween at all. And you're like, skip the Halloween and let's get on to, let's get on to Thanksgiving. And you know how this goes. It's like a entry into the rest of what the holidays are, because you really do start with Halloween, and then you roll into Thanksgiving, and you already see that people are talking about turkeys, and whoa, what's the price of turkey going to be like? Because turkey prices are up 73%. Yeah. So if you are a meat eater or a turkey eater, which is traditionally the bird, you know, that you get at Thanksgiving, it's because of this bird flu. So the availability of turkeys is going to be tougher, and the price is going to be a little bit higher per pound. It's up $1.99. So do the multiplying on that, depending on how big of a turkey that you, you know, how big of a turkey you get, because almost 48 million turkeys have been affected by the flu, and that's, they kill, you know, when one of them gets it, it's hard to control the flock, as was explained to me, and then the growers have to kill the entire flocks, and that the entire flocks could be 15,000 birds. So the virus is intense when you get one of those viruses, and that definitely would, of course, it's going to translate into what the price of turkey is. Oh, it's my favorite. It's my favorite, I think, of all of them. The whole idea behind Thanksgiving and being thankful, and then having people, you know, at the dinner table, family, and the leftovers and the football games and all the things that Thanksgiving entails. I'm thankful for all of you for listening to this hour of the show, and Nathan Reeder for his incredible work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
the Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.